This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Pentagon says it acted on U.S. President Donald Trump's command when it carried out a drone airstrike on Baghdad Airport and killed Iran's most prominent military figure, the head of the elite Quds Force, General Qassem Soleimani. AP correspondent Sagar Mighani reports from the Pentagon.
Yesterday morning, Defense Secretary Mark Esper had put Iran on notice after months of provocations.
The game has changed.
Roughly 12 hours later, a U.S. drone strike killed Qassem Soleimani, the powerful head of Iran's Quds Force and the architect of Tehran's proxy fights through the Middle East. The U.S. blames him for hundreds of American deaths in the Iraq War, and the Pentagon says he was plotting more attacks on Americans. Foreign leaders are warning the world has now become a more dangerous place and are urging restraint. While Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told CNN the strike saved American lives, his department's also telling all U.S. citizens in Iraq to leave immediately. Sagar Mighani at the Pentagon.
The consuming question now is, what next? How will Iran choose to respond? Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports, the U.S. issuing a warning to American citizens in Iraq to get out and get out now.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds Force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Gracia.
Last year, President Trump labeled Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. It marked the first time the U.S. had designated another country's military as terrorists.